With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The United States and EU announcing a major trade framework that after a meeting in Scotland today between President Trump and European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen, the president says, I think it's going to be great for both parties. The deal comes before a Trump administration deadline to impose tariffs was set to go into effect on Friday. Your bank account just might benefit from President Trump's tariff policies.
President Trump says he's thinking about using some of the tens of billions of dollars of tariff revenue the U.S. is gathering to provide rebates to Americans. He told reporters before leaving for Scotland that the big thing is paying down the debt, but added, quote, a little rebate for people of a certain income level might be very nice.
That is correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. Now, U.S. Treasury data shows the country took in $64 billion in the second quarter. That is dramatically more than the Biden administration took in the second quarter last year. Violence in Syria, pitting the Islamist-led government against the members of the Druze community, putting a spotlight on the small but influential minority straddling Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, Israel, and the Golan Heights. The Druze occupy a special niche in the region's complex politics. Author and historian Michael Oren tells the Salem Radio Network about the rather complex history between Israel and Druze.
There's still issues of which we have yet to address, of inequality between Druze villages and Jewish villages. We have to address that in the future, but we have this commitment. And, you know, just because the British and the French came along about 100 years ago and drew borders across the Middle East doesn't mean that Druze living in Israel do not have close family members living in Syria. They do.
This is SRN News. All because of pronouns, a pastor has lost his job.
Luke Ash leads the Stevensdale Baptist Church in Louisiana, but like a lot of clergymen, he has to have another job to make ends meet. He has been working as a computer technician at the East Baton Rouge Public Library, but when he refused to use a transgender co-worker's preferred pronouns, he was fired. The move has sparked outrage all across the state, with Republican Governor Jeff Landry decrying the library's actions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China tightening its grip on Christians, communist government restricting believers and what they can do in worship services, requiring them to use hymnals that are full of songs glorifying the regime and spreading propaganda. Pastors' sermons are also scrutinized and government churches being ordered to remove images of Jesus Christ and instead replace them with pictures of President Xi Jinping. This is SRN News. Well, some Americans are showing a more favorable view of the Supreme Court since the Roe v. Wade decision. Mike Hempen reports.
A survey from the Associated Press Nork Center for Public Affairs Research shows about a third of U.S. adults have hardly any confidence at all in the court. That's down from 43% 3 years ago. About half of Americans have some confidence in the court, up from 39% in July 2022. It's mainly Republicans and independents who are responsible for the increased confidence. But even among Democrats, the percentage saying they have low confidence in the high court has dropped from 2022. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Passengers had to evacuate a smoking American Airlines jet in Denver using an emergency slide. Yesterday, FAA says the plane reported a landing gear incident. More details at srnnews.com.